Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Sponsor Digitex. A little Pink Floyd for you to begin with. Oilers Now live today from Rogers Place, where the Edmonton Oilers just finished practice. And some more challenges on the horizon, obviously, for the hockey club. We'll get to that momentarily. We'll tell you Oilers Now for Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer with the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. The Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Jesse Puljujärvi were on the ice at about 10:30. Practice started at 11 o'clock with a fair amount of pace, may I add, in terms of a little bit of a skills work session with Oilers assistant coach Brian Wiseman. They were out there. What was interesting is there was only one goaltender out there, Mikko Koskinen. And I don't know if Dave Tippett has begun to speak yet, but we can tell you that Mike Smith injured his thumb in a game against New Jersey. It is not COVID protocol as it was yesterday for Kyle Turris, and there is a possibility here that Smith, and where have you heard this before, is going to miss some time with a little bit of a thumb challenge. So the Oilers are likely going to have to make a move, and this is where it gets interesting. The Bakersfield Condors had their game coming up tomorrow night postponed because of a COVID challenge, and we'll have to monitor to see who's available. It is just a crazy, crazy time. On today's show, we'll talk a little, and we will hit on it briefly, on the Evander Kane situation, which right now is in a state of flux because the National Hockey League is investigating the situation involving Evander Kane's return to Canada on December the 29th. Kevin Weeks will join us today for the NHL Network and ESPN for Canadian Power Pack. Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrusque and Edmonton sporting icon, Montreal-based media personality George Laroque. The Canadians have won only one of their last 13 games. That said, the Edmonton Oilers have only won two of their last 13. They're 2-9-2 in their last 13. This break, frankly, sucks. The Oilers got to get back to playing games. And you know what? By the time they get started, when the Oilers return, they're going to play Ottawa on Saturday. We'll tell you Kyler Yamamoto was back on the ice today. There could be multiple players back on the ice tomorrow for the Oilers. But by the time the Oilers play the Ottawa Senators on the 15th, they'll have 47 games left. Then they have a four-day break, and then it gets busy. 47 games in a span of 100 days, beginning on January 20th against the Florida Panthers. This is Oilers Now. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The slot machines at the River Cree now open 24-7. More chances to play, more chances of winning. Nonstop excitement on the biggest gaming floor in Western Canada, plus daily dining specials at more than their 10 great restaurants and bars. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan back at the 630 CHED Studios, at Brendan2E's, Escott with two T's. As we go to today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. And unfortunately, the top story involves Mike Smith and the fact that if he is out for a couple of weeks with a thumb challenge, that the Edmonton Oilers are going to have to, you would think, call Stuart Skinner. up from the minors. But here's the problem with that. We're not sure who has had a COVID challenge with the shutdown yet. We're about to find out some more information. So hopefully for Edmonton's sake, Stuart Skinner's an option. Ilya Konovalov, by the way, in theory would come off of COVID protocol tomorrow, along with the likes of Warren Fogle and Tyler Benson, Evan Bouchard, and Slater Cuckoo. So we'll continue to monitor that story. Brendan, it's just been a crazy year, hasn't it? And this is where it lends itself to the criticism of the Oilers organization by making the bet on Mike Smith coming back 39. We are 34 games into the season so far with postponements and those sort of things. But the reality of the situation is Mike Smith's only been available for all of 6 games. And now we get the word today. And again, it was noticeable. It was not COVID. It is thumb related. And it could be likely a short-term situation with the thumb. But the problem is it's been reoccurring. And that does nothing but exasperate the fans.
It's almost leaving you speechless at this point. You know, round 3, here we go with the latest bit of adversity. And while it's one thing to say that it's good to go through adversity, eventually it's got to wear you down at some point. And it's, you wonder whether or not it's getting there.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. And it takes a bit of the spotlight off of the situation involving Evander Kane. And that's established right now. The Edmonton Oilers have not signed Evander Kane at this time. They can't. Okay. The league has put a hold on Evander Kane's situation, more investigation. But also, the Edmonton Oilers cannot sign Evander Kane at this stage. Okay? They're in a cap situation, and even if they had exercised a deal, because of the amount of players that they have in the protocol, who's in protocol, the likelihood of who would have to get sent down in order for the Oilers to squeeze Evander Kane, even if they got him, into the active roster, they can't make that move until Saturday or Sunday. That's if the league wasn't investigating things with Evander Kane. And now the league is investigating things. I have no idea how this plays out. I've had people suggest to me that he's going to get another significant suspension. So, you know, and I've had others suggest, no, the league's going to sit there and they'll move on. And then, you know, maybe deals can get consummated. I also heard Today's Thursday. Late Tuesday night, the two new teams entered into the fray on Evander Kane. And as many of you know, sometimes, you know, agreements and principles and those sort of things get done and deals don't get consummated. That's business, but that's also hockey. I can tell you right now, point blank, because I'm the guy that broke it, the Edmonton Oilers were under the impression that Michael Nylander was going to sign with them in the summer of 2007. Okay? They thought they had a deal done. It was on a Sunday night / Monday morning. Monday was a holiday, so it was the July opening week of July long weekend. Monday was the holiday, and so it would have been July 1st. And at that time, I was working at the U of A and working at the other station. And Speck gives me a call from Larry Brooks saying that the Rangers think they've got this deal done and your buddy's wrong. And so then I had to go on that afternoon and talk about how the deal fell through because it looked like Nylander was, signing with the New York Rangers. He ultimately did sign with the New York Rangers. And the Oilers came out afterwards and announced that they had a deal and based upon communication between the two organizations. So this just illustrates how sometimes, I mean, it would not have surprised me if Pat Morris with Jacob Markstrom, if there was the impression given that Markstrom was going to end up with Edmonton at one point. And that ultimately didn't, these sort of things happen. So premature at best to say that the deals are, I can tell you right now, the deal's not signed because the Oilers couldn't do it even if they wanted to. And now the league's intervened for further investigation as to what happened with Evander Kane. So let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. Dave Tippett did an extended availability yesterday. He talked about comparing the 16-5 start to the recent slump.
You look at the process you're going through. Like early on, our power play was really driving us. We were outscoring a lot of mistakes. And there was parts of our 5-on-5 game that we needed to improve. Now, it's funny how it goes because there's good chunks of our 5-on-5 game that I think are better than they were at the start of the year. But The special teams have dropped off a little bit. We can't find that extra goal we need. And that's what it's about. You got to find a way to win those games. Like, instead of winning, we were winning 4-3, 5-4 early in the year. We got to start winning some 2-1, 3-2 games. Right? And that's, I said it before to our group, that this adversity, it's a chunk you want to get by as quick as you can. But ultimately, I think this is adversity that is pushing our game to be better. You know, the details of your game have to be in place. The mistakes have to come out of the game. So, you know, I think we're going to get this going the right way and we'll be a better team for it. But, you know, it's a challenge getting that, just finding that win. That's a hard win, but you're finding a way to get on top of it rather than behind it. And we've had too many games where we've been behind it lately.
All right. Dave Tippett, that Oilers head coach, and he's speaking right now as we speak. Gene Principe has just tweeted out, Dave Tippett on Mike Smith not practicing today. So here's the official update. Smith had an MRI on his thumb. They found a partial tear of a tendon. He could miss a week to 2 weeks. That's the update from Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. So we'll squeeze that in a little bit later on in today's edition of Oilers Now. Oilers have a game Saturday night against Ottawa. Dave Tippett's making sure the team is ready for the game.
No, it's a concern. We went through a tough stretch here, playing a lot of games in a few days and lots of travel and not much practice time. But now that being said, you're sitting around for a few days. Guys want to get up and going. So that's, you know, we had optional practice the last 2 days. We had a lot of guys out there that they want to get, make sure their legs are staying where they should be, and legs and hands. So all 3 days, like the last 2 days, have been good pace. Today, the guys worked awful hard. They put in a good shift today. So it's players are cognizant of that, but it's a balance. There's times when you need rest, and there's times when you got to keep yourself up and running.
Connor McDavid, meanwhile, the Oilers captain and the birthday boy, turns 25 today, had this to say on the team not playing very much lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but lots of teams have gone through it. You know, it's not easy to keep yourself in game shape. Obviously only playing a couple of games here in the last month. So, you know, we're doing the best that we can. And again, these practices are big for us here. You know, we have, I think, two more to go before Ottawa and then three more after that before our next one. So, we got to keep ourselves up and ready to go. And like I said, practice hard with each other.
All right. So that's some thoughts from yesterday's availability. And we'll circle now back to Evander Kane. Dave Tippett was asked about the potential of acquiring Evander Kane.
Well, I think both sides are still doing their due diligence. I know Ken and his staff have talked about it. He mentioned it to me yesterday that they were looking at it. And from what I read, Evander Kane's doing his due diligence about us too. So it's probably premature. I haven't seen him play this year. You know, I've watched him play in the past. He's been a good player, but until everybody does their due diligence, it's mute point for me.
You know, this is a player that was suspended for a quarter of the year because of forging a vaccination card.
We're talking, it's a mute point.
Okay.
For me, if you want to ask Ken those questions, I'm not going to try to coach a guy that is not on our team, right? So if he ends up in Edmonton, then you could ask me all those questions. But right now, it's a mute point for me. I haven't even thought about it.
And to take it one step further, right now the league has everything on hold involving Evander Kane. Meanwhile, Connor McDavid was asked, would Kane be a potential fit or a problem?
You know, truthfully, I don't think that's a bridge we need to really cross until, something is more official. You know, right now it's all speculation. And, you know, obviously, Evander's an amazing player. And, you know, he's had lots of success over the last couple of years. And, you know, whatever else is... has been going on is not really something that I look into much.
Well, and again, we'll see what the league ultimately decides to do here. If you looked at this from a player's perspective, where can I drive my numbers? Where can I have the greatest success? I'm a free agent. Where can I go? Some would say on a team with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, it's gone through a stretch where the team hasn't played well and needs a bit of a boost. That's that, if you're looking from a player's perspective. We'll have some more thoughts on this a little bit later on, coming up with Kevin Weeks, along with Louis DeBrusk, and George Laroc. Everybody's got a different perspective. But the primary news of the day actually is in the goaltending position. And again, we're going to have to monitor what's going on in Bakersfield as well, because they've got a COVID outbreak there, whether or not Stuart Skinner is ultimately even going to be an option to recall at this time into Edmonton. It's 12:21. But again, the top story involves Mike Smith. Not on the ice today. Official MRI in his thumb, out 1 to 2 weeks. Bit of a tendon issue there. And this lends itself to the criticism of all the individuals who said you can't bring Smith back. He's 39 years of age. Well, he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and it's been a big part of the Oilers' undoing here over the last 13 games. Again, Edmonton started the year 16-5. During that stretch, their three goaltenders were all above 914 or more in terms of save percentage. In the 2-9-2 stretch, no goaltenders have been above 900. The best has been Stuart Skinner, who's been 2-2 with an 899 save percentage. You can always text us at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Five Floors text line. Pleased to hear that they are back on board for another plus 1 year. So very excited about that. When we come back, we'll get to a couple of your texts into NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you live from Rogers Place. Oh, man, that was like January the 6th of 2020, because we'd just gone from Boston to Toronto. How the world was different then than it is now. But that's another conversation for another time. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Here we go. K-Jam says, is this K-Jan or K-Jam? This was a gamble that Holland made regarding Mike Smith on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 39. Can't believe that no one in the organization thought the odds were, given the recent his history. $4 million paying Koskinen and killing the team. They have no choice. Take your chances with Skinner or make the trade for Price or Flower. KDK, and I knew it was coming today. Absolutely infuriating, Bob. The solution is right there, and the outcome could benefit both teams. Koskinen to Chicago, Marc-Andre Fleury to the Oilers. Chicago has a huge incentive to help the Oilers succeed this season, as it directly reflects their return on the Duncan Keith trade. Why hasn't this simply been done? It's not rocket science. Because they want a first-round pick for him. They want a first-round pick for Marc-Andre Fleury. That's why it has, I would assume. And by the way, Marc-Andre Fleury has a no movement clause. I don't know where that's at right now with Alan Walsh. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Holland had, well, and Danny T, we're going to have to correct you here. Holland had to have known about Smith at the press conference. Everything this team is spiraling out of control. Skinner needs to start 8 of the next 10. I don't see this team being serious about winning, which wouldn't be the first time they've given us that impression from Danny T. Danny T, Mike Smith was on the ice yesterday for the full practice. So I don't think that when Ken Holland did the availability 2 days, I think he thought that Mike Smith was going to be fine. Smith did the full practice yesterday. Roland says, Bob, is that thumb injury that Smith has, was it injured on one of the odd man rushes that the Oilers gave up? Maybe the defense in front of the goaltender makes a difference, from Roland. Well, it was. It was on a breakaway in overtime against New Jersey in the 6-5 game. Again, Bob, stop trying to speak sense to the senseless. Again, we have a lot of knowledgeable fans. And there's a lot of people listening to the show that know hockey. And there might be a small percentage that gets a little bit unhinged. But I'm telling you, when the guy was on the ice yesterday at practice, he wasn't thinking that he was going to need an MRI on his thumb. Okay? You can text us at 780-496-0063. Todd in Bonneville says, greetings, Bob. A couple of solutions for you. Trade Yamamoto to the Kraken for Geo, and Cassian and Koskinen to the Yotes for Kessel and Vejmelka, who played last night, from Todd in Bonneville. Well, the Oilers couldn't fit that in. They couldn't fit the money in, right? I mean, Giordano's making like 6.5, and I think Kessel's at 6.68. There you go. Shea says, Bob, when are you going to give away some tickets to your favorite texter? You got my number. Sorry, man. Can't help you out. 780-496-0063. Again, the news of the day. Mike Smith just gets tougher for the Edmonton Oilers. Out a couple weeks here. Let's go to NHL today for our friends Drew Schammelhorn and the group at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards. All created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
All 11 games on the schedule will go ahead. Vancouver visiting Tampa. Detroit hosts Winnipeg, and Montreal is in Chicago. And then later, an all-Canadian matchup down in Calgary. The Senators are invading the Saddle Dome. Now, the IIHF says that individual active NHL players will not be accepted into the Olympics. So, you know, if Ovechkin, for example, tried to dig in on this issue, as he hinted that he would in the past, or actually, like, frankly stated, they would not let him suit up. Eric Staal, joining the American League's Iowa Wild on a professional tryout offer. His agent, Rick Curran, says that Staal has been skating, was interested in representing Canada at the Olympics, so he's been trying to stay in shape there. The 37-year-old six-time All-Star has not suited up this year. Habs defenseman Chris Weidman does have a hearing for headbutting Eric Halla in a scrum last night.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. That game was nasty. I mean, that rivalry is awesome, wow. Frankly. But surprisingly, it came from Weidman, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, I had written here that the Condors were in game action. That obviously is a situation in flux all season long down in the American League.
They had several positives yesterday, and a bunch of those positives have turned out to be negative.
Okay. So in double-checking status, it sounds like. The Oil Kings, we can tell you, are going to welcome the Brandon Wheat Kings to Rogers Place Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. puck drop.
There you have it. Okay, it is 12:29 at Edmonton. When we come back, again, Mike Smith out 1 to 2 weeks with an injured thumb tendon. And we'll see whether or not the Oilers can get Stuart Skinner here. It has to do with negative testing. And they had a bit of a challenge yesterday with a bunch of positive tests. And some of the players that tested positive have subsequently tested negative. I don't know anymore. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell and back with Kevin Weeks from the NHL Network for Canadian Power Pack.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.